Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Patel Integrated Logistics Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Laiba. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of Patel Integrated Logistics. We are happy to have the management with us here today for question-and-answer session with the investment community. Management is represented by Mr. Mahesh Bhogla, Executive Director, and Mr. Avinash Paul, Company Secretary. Before we start with the question-and-answer session, we'll have opening comments from the management. I'll hand over the call to Mr. Mahesh Bhogla for opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vikram and his team, for arranging this call. Very warm welcome to all who have taken the time out from their busy schedule to attend this call. Thank you once again for attending this call. Now, let me read out the little financial numbers for the benefit of all of us. We have an income from operation for the June quarter of, including GST, of 96.76 crore and other operating income of 12 lakh. Total gross income from operation is 96.89 crore. That is giving a growth of 34.78% year-on-year increase in the percentage as compared to 71.89 crore in Q1 of the FY24. This is almost increase, I am repeating, increase of revenue by 34.78% year-on-year. And so we have our focus on the turnover giving us these numbers, and happy to inform all concerned for that. Traditionally, otherwise, this quarter remained tough for us compared to all other quarters of the year. However, we were able to achieve the turnover almost near to the 100 crore. So that is basically the team has done a remarkable job. Further, our total revenue after GST is 82.67 crore. Again, that the expenses are operation cost of 75.01 crore, employee benefit expenses of 3.38 crore, finance cost of 45 lakh. We have a continuous focus on reducing our interest cost, and that helps us in now, I believe, the lowest interest cost in this quarter in many years. Depreciation and amortization expenses are 71 lakh. Admin and other expenses are in line with the earlier quarters, and it is actually 1.57 crore, again, the same quarter of the preceding year of 1.56 crore despite the inflation and everything. So this helps us due to our cost cutting or the continuous focus on the cost control measures helps us in containing our admin costs. Total expenses due to this is 81.14 crore, again, the revenue of 82.67 crore, giving us the profit of 1.53 crore. and that result in the EPS of 24 paisa per share quarterly basis. So obviously, again, the EPS of 16 paisa in the same quarter of the last year. So we have an increase in the EPS substantially by the, I believe, almost by 50% increase in the EPS. Profit after tax increased by 47.71% year-on-year to 1 crore 53 lakh compared to 1 crore 3 lakh in the same quarter of the last year. Our GIT definitely also achieved due to our increase in sales volume by 12% year-on-year to 14,535 tons. 14,535 tons increase the volume for this quarter, which is 12% increase compared to the same quarter of the last year. So we are very gung-ho or hopeful that we will end this year with a very high growth. Despite recent global geopolitical conditions, regulatory challenges which are there, which I will also explain in the subsequent also. As we can see, our PAT has been increasing year-on-year, reflecting our strong performance and the resilience among all the uncertainty, whether the geopolitical, regulatory, all this. Further, as we know, people who have attended earlier call know, we have also the non-core real estate are there. So we are actively exploring opportunity to monetize our non-core real estate to further benefit our all stakeholders. That all are definitely there. And at the same time, let me come back to the numbers of the we have an operation segment also we give to the shareholders and the stock exchanges. So let me briefly explain the quarterly numbers of that revenue and the division-wise numbers. We have for the full loading of air freight division, 95 crore 87 lakh. Other than that, we have 1 crore 2 lakh up. And this we minus the GST, then we have of 14 crore 78 lakh. Then net income or net sales from operations are 82 crore 11 lakh. We have giving that the net result before the interest cost, we have a 1 crore 97 lakh from the air freight division, and the other division has a negative of small negative of 11 lakh, giving us a net figure of 1 crore 85 lakh, less finance cost of 45 lakh, add interest income of 12 lakh. Profit before tax, as we seen earlier, we have a for this quarter 1 crore 53 lakh profit compared to the same quarter of the last year of 1 crore 3 lakh, giving us the increase of 47.71%. We have assets deployed in the air freight division of 124 crore 96 lakh, and for the other division is 61 crore 55 lakh, basically the realty at the book value. And again, that liability is basically the 52 crore 84 lakh of the air freight division, and others is the 12 crore, giving us net capital employed for the air freight division is the 72 crore 11 lakh, and other basically our realty division as a 49 crore net figure at the book value. But definitely, as we know, also market value of the realty will be higher only. Further, we are all can just now seen the Union Government budget, which have given also the importance to develop airports across various cities, also in the Bihar also, as we know. At the same time, we are observing that airlines are also focusing on making the cargo as a separate division also. So that will give the this will give definitely help us in improving our business. If there is more and more trust from the airline for the cargo, and being a company which is a pan India and we have a large ecosystem already in place all over India, so the more and more cargo trust by the airlines will give us definitely improvement in our business and help us in growing our business further. Another update I want to give to all the shareholders about our mobile app, which is in launch in the name of FreightSpeed. We are already launched the mobile freight. Now it is on the actual use in many locations now in our company. And this will make our operation paperless, and probably in our area of operation, we are the first to launch the app, mobile app, in the name of FreightSpeed. And as we all know that we are in the company has a non-core real estate also in the heart of the Mumbai, many real estate in the heart of the Mumbai, apart from the other places also. And for that reason, we are actively discussing with many people to get the maximum benefits out of this real estate which are there. Because these are a big one and generally this type of thing takes time, so there is discussion going on. But definitely we are hopeful in the very near future something gets finalized, and we will be happy to inform the all of you about our new benefit, how what we are doing and how we are monetizing our real estate. We are also try to depend on the, now the 30th June 2024 is over. In the significance of this date is that now if we want technically we can go into our traditional roadway business also. So there is definitely internal deliberations are going on. At the same time, we are in the high growth air freight business. At the same time, as a risk mitigation measure and also for the benefit of all, if something new come up which is within our line of business only, we'll be looking for that also. We are looking for both organic and inorganic growth. We are in the now definitely we are now the festival seasons are coming up starting from the Independence Day. So we are expecting this quarter actually already will do well, and subsequent quarter also will do well only. By this I close my comment right now. Yes. Over to Vikram, please. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sorry.
So we'll start with the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vikram from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I think by the time question queue assembled. Sir, if you look at last quarter, we had a discussion about some tax refund is expected, and even this quarter there was no tax provision. So how will be the effective tax for us going ahead or even on full year basis?
Yeah, correct. Definitely, we do within the law only the tax planning, and our tax refund not came as we were expecting, because as you know, all the tax departments are getting more and more, I can tell you, more aggressive or whatever language. I don't want to do that language. So they want to more the checking and all these are going on. As you know, that yesterday also Infosys has got a GST notice. We also received some GST notices today only. That all is going on. That I was talking about the regulatory challenges, that only referring for that regulation. Good, actually, you pointed out to me. But look, Vikram, within the law, we are a compliant company, full compliant company, and we want to be in 100% compliance, follow the rule of the law. And within the rule of the law, whatever the tax had to be paid, we'll pay. But which is not required by the law, we'll not pay, but which is required by the law or compliance, we will pay. That's the way we plan our affairs.
Understood. But as a full year basis, broadly, how much will be our effective tax as a percentage of PBT?
Vikram, it is difficult to say right now only for this point, but as the one or two quarter progress, rest assured, we will be keeping the interest of all the shareholders in mind, and we'll plan the affairs like that only, with the full compliance.
Understood, sir. And with the sale of this Chennai land facility, now we were looking for Pune location. So any progress or development, or what kind would be scope of activity at Pune location?
Yeah, it is progressing, but at the same time, we have not finalized any paper document as such till now. So we will not be able to comment much, but definitely the discussions are going on, I can tell you. But still, there's some agreement of time, which is very difficult to confirm that things are happening.
But is location, is it finalized or?
Location is zero on, but at the same time, discussion and negotiations are going on. There's no challenge in the location as such, but discussion and negotiations are going on, and which is beneficial to us, we will do. We want to very costly also before taking any plunge. So that's the reason we are taking our entire focus, costliest. We look from all the angles. If more or less it become a, nobody can predict the future, but if it become 100% from right now, visibility is there and 100% confirmed, then want to plunge. That's the reason it's taking time.
Understood. And if you look at our volume growth was pretty strong, so can we get a breakup between, say, what was the volume for domestic in terms of tonnage and international for this quarter and last year same quarter?
Yeah. Definitely, same quarter compared to the same quarter of last year, we have a large, from same quarter of last year, we have a, if I talk about the domestic one, it was, can I give you the kg figures already with me for kg instead of tonnage?
Okay, ठीक है
यार. 1,13,34,991 is the kg. 1,13,34,991 was the same quarter of the last year.
Got it.
Okay, 1,13,11,34,991.
Right.
Compared to this quarter, we have achieved 1,26,16,763. So basically 12,616 if we talk about tonnage. Correct? And the international also, there is a jump is there. If I talk about the in the tonnage only, 1,629 or 30, you take it down figure, 1,630 in the June quarter of last year. Okay.
Okay.
In tonnage I'm talking about now. And this quarter we achieved 1,918.
1,818.
Okay. So overall, if I talk about, we have a 12,964 in the last quarter of, same quarter of the last year, 12,964 tonnage.
Right.
And this year we have achieved that, in this quarter we have achieved the increase in the volume by 12%, giving us a 14,535.
Right.
If the tonnage we achieved. So definitely there is an increase in the volume is there. And as we can see, the things which are going internationally, I think increasing more than the domestic. But as the festive seasons are coming up, we expect the domestic also to pick up.
Understood. So our gross margin impact is also because of this mix change, or is there anything else? Because if you look at typically we used to do gross margin of 10-11% if you do the revenue
In this quarter it little bit come down only because of the product mix. International are doing more than the domestic, and international there are margins are little lower. So it marginally has came down compared to the earlier quarter I'm talking about. But overall, definitely the sales have improved, so overall margins have improved. But in the percentage terms, gross margin percentage term is 0.5% came down. Because of product mix, nothing else, overall.
Understood. But, okay, so there is no other reason apart from the product mix in terms of competition or some other?
No. In fact, the average realization is coming up only.
Okay. And any update on right issue? We have no BSE notice, but just to follow up on that.
Which BSE notice, sir?
BSE notice on this rights issue.
Yeah, right issue we'll do. Yeah, that we have already got approval, as you know also. And just to inform to all concerned, definitely this time it will not be at the par. It will be at the premium only. So it will be near, we will be trying to more because we want to protect the interest of all the stakeholders. So we don't want that price get affected or other. So we will ensure that it is more or less in line with the market prices.
Okay.
And we are just to tell you a further update is there. Yes, we are in the process of preparing the letter and all this one. And at the right time, definitely we will come out with that only. But it's a very small issue. Just to tell you, it's more like compliance measure. Then the right issue, it will be only hardly, I think, maybe around the 40 to 50 lakh shares, not more than that.
Okay, we'll wait for more questions, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Vikram Suryavanshi for closing comments.
Yeah, we thank the management of Patel Integrated for giving us an opportunity to host the call and taking time out for interaction with the stakeholder. Any closing comment from you, sir?
Yeah, only I want to further update. We also, as every corporate or many corporates are receiving the GST notice. Today only we received the GST notice also. But rest assured, definitely we will contest, and our belief is that it's like more officers want to keep the timeline in check and all this. That's why they are receiving the left right notices. But we will not have any financial impact due to this. I just want to update to all concerned, and definitely we will protect the interest of all the stakeholders. And as you were mentioning, we were all geared up for the now the festive seasons are coming up, and very hopeful that the things will improve further for us. And for that reason, I want to give my pigeon greeting to all of them, because now from the Independence Day, 15th August, the factory pigeons are starting with all of them. A very happy Independence Day, then the Raksha Bandhan and every festivals are coming up. Once again, thank you all of you who attended this call by taking time out of your busy schedule and given an opportunity to explain our updates and explain our company's financial number to you as well as the other things to you. Thank you once again to all of you.
Thank you, sir.
On behalf of Phillips Capital India Private Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.